Good evening. I am Tamika Reed Sims, and you are listening to Flourish, the podcast for women. It thrills me to know that there are women from all over the country right now, right here with you, listening as we are engaging in candid conversation and covering a gamut of issues and subjects that allow us to become better women. Better wives, better friends, better mothers, better daughters, better sisters, better employers, better employees, better entrepreneurs. This is the place where we are growing and developing in a healthy and vigorous way. And if you ever look up the definition of flourish, it says that you're growing this way, you're growing excessively because of a healthy environment. So here we are doing the work to create a healthy mental environment, a healthy emotional environment, and a healthy spiritual environment so that we can take all that we're learning and apply it into the various facets of our lives. This podcast is also really a preliminary event as we are anticipating the first ever Flourish Women's Conference that will be held in Cleveland, Ohio, July the 20th and 21st. If you've not already purchased your ticket, make sure you do that so that you are reserving your seat. If you need to purchase, if you need to register for your hotel, your lodging, you can also do that as well. Everything that you will need to know about the conference is listed at www.treedsims.com. So when you finish with this podcast, just roll right on over and all of your questions can be answered. So tonight we're going to be continuing discussing the need to have a personal advisory board, the need to have people in your lives, and especially women in your lives who can pour into you, who can see you when it's difficult for you to see yourself, who can pray for you, who can encourage you, who can correct you, who can help support you as you are attempting to reach your goals, as you are attempting to walk out and manifest the visions that God has given. And so it is so very important that we have people that that make up a healthy environment. So I was reading, and while we're not having Bible study tonight, there is biblical references that I wanted to share with you because it helps us make healthy decisions. It helps us make wonderful, impactful decisions. I was reading in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. There is this itty bitty prayer that was prayed by a man named Jabez. And Jabez prays his prayer and he says, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and that you would enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. And then it says that God granted him what he requested. And while generally we pray that prayer, and it tends to be in the vein of physical gifting. We want God to bless us with material things. We want a house. We want land. We want resource. Generally, when we're praying that prayer, we're not necessarily talking about relationships. But I thought that was so poignant, and I thought it was worth sharing with you tonight that what if we would begin to pray that prayer concerning sisterhood? That Lord, that you would bless me indeed with sisters, that you would bless me indeed with girlfriends, that you would bless me with positive, creative, influential, godly women that can help me become who you created me to be. What if we would begin to pray that prayer with every intention of God delivering, sending the people who would make a greater impact, sending the people who would help us to structure our business plans, sending the people who would help us raise our children, sending the people who would help speak life into our marriages when they're not going as they should be, sending people who could look at us and say, oh, this is where you're gifted. This is where I see you have a particular grace. This is where I see you have a particular talent. What if we would begin to pray that prayer as it concerns people who are walking out our lives with us? Wouldn't that be beautiful? And wouldn't it be amazing to see the Lord respond? Because it says, as he prayed this prayer in faith, God granted him his request. But we've got to be willing to be vulnerable if we're going to ask the Lord to send me godly people, because they're not always the people that we anticipated. Sometimes we have preconceived notions of who should be here to help me, who can encourage me, who has the wisdom that I need, who has the insight that I need. We're not always willing to get it from the source that God is sending it in. Sometimes it's wrapped up in the coworker that you won't even speak to. Sometimes what we need, the revelation, the knowledge, the wisdom that we need is wrapped up in the package of a sister who's on our pew we never speak to in church. And so we've got to be willing to broaden our scope when we are asking the Lord to send me people, send me godly people who can bless me. So I'm reading this book. I've got a couple of books that are open right now. One in particular is entitled, It Happens After Prayer. Happens After Prayer, and it's by H.B. Charles Jr. Happens After Prayer. And the subtitle of this book is Biblical Motivation for Believing Prayer. So if you're looking for something that you can read, something that is going to, that is really worth your investment, this would be that book. But so he's talking to us, and he's really pricking our consciousness, and he asks a question that I'm going to ask you tonight, but I really want you to think about this as it relates to the relationships that you have presently. Ask God, this is the challenge, to ask God to block those things that detour your pursuit of godliness. Ask God to block those things that detour your pursuit of godliness. And I want to take it just a step further. What if we were to ask God to block those things, those relationships that detour your pursuit of godliness? What if we would begin to ask God to block those relationships that detour our pursuit of godliness? If we really would begin to pray that prayer and to ask the Lord for his insight and his input concerning our relationships, some of us would honestly get our feelings hurt, because God may begin to reveal things to you that you may not want to know. He may be revealing to us that, hey, that girlfriend you spend that time with, that you're always at the mall shopping with, the one who tempts you to spend what you don't have, to charge what you don't have. I want you to begin to curtail that relationship. I want you to begin to pull back. I want you to stop investing so much time there. Or maybe he's going to say, hey, I want you to stop hanging out on the phone and hanging out in your DM with the people who will not encourage you. Sometimes, you know, we have those complaining partners. If we want to complain, if we want to fuss, if we want to be depressed, we know who to call. And could it be that God, should we pray this prayer? Should we make this request to him? Would say to you, I want you to stop spending so much time with her. I want you to stop hanging out with her. I want you to stop making yourself available to her. You know, and for anyone who's listening tonight who may struggle with people pleasing, that's a very difficult prayer to ask, to genuinely say, Lord, if there's anybody in my life that is serving as a stumbling block, give me the courage to address the matter. Many of us may not even do that, even though we're hearing it tonight. And we know that the Lord is using this podcast to make us self-aware. Some of us still are not going to pray this prayer because we don't want the Lord to reveal to us what is probably instinctively already in the back of our minds. We know we shouldn't spend as much time hanging out with whomever it might be, or we know that we should make a more concerted effort to begin to look for more godly relationships. And that's not always easy to do, but it is possible. It is definitely possible. And I want you to think that when we begin to ask the Lord, who do you want me to spend my life with? Who is it that you have already set in motion to be a part of my life, to pour into me, to serve me in that matter, to cover me, to support me, to undergird me? Who is it? What if we would spend as much time with the negative or the unimpactful relationships as we could? What if we would exchange that time searching for God to show us who belongs? Who belongs? And there may be some of us listening tonight, we don't really need to do a whole lot of discarding, but we need to add too. We need to add too. And we need to make room so that we can add too.